Thank you. So now we're going to go on and have two more performances before feature time. And the first will be from Faith Senyi, who was backing her husband up earlier. And now he's going to come and back her up. Please give Faith and Dan Senyi a big welcome.
I do a slight bit of harmony, but it's nothing much. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's fine. It's clear right there. It's her song. Yeah, this one's her song.
Hey, guys. I'm not shy, trust me.
Faith's not shy.
So Ellen mentioned earlier that we've got Dan's got an art show coming up in Westford that he's actually been hanging for the last 2 days. We're also doing some farmers markets coming up this month on Saturday, September 12th. In the morning, we are at the Maynard Farmers Market, and Saturday, September 19th, we're at the Harvard Farmers Market, town of Harvard, not the university. And our first house concert of the season is coming up October 9th. That's Joe Crookston at our house in Bolton. If you want information on any of those, just come find us afterwards. Song that I'm going to do tonight is one that... story of my grandmother's life. My grandmother, I've been very lucky to have some very strong women in my life, and my grandmother was certainly one of them. She lived until about a week short of her 100th birthday. And we like to round up and tell people, yeah, she lived to 100. But she went through a lot in her life, and I've been trying since I've been songwriting to write a song about her, and I finally have one, and it's called Brittle Bones. A strong once, strong enough to make a little kid believe in flight, as Nana lifted me up off the ground and spun me with delight. Never up too high or low, but always just right. So strong. She was my hero, widowed at an early age. She raised her son alone, kept a home and ran a corporate kitchen on her own. The biggest parties that the neighborhood had known, she did it all. But now I sit with her, and she reaches for my hand, and I feel the brittle bones beneath her pale white skin. She tells me she's done everything that in her life she'd planned, and her eyes say she thinks it's time to pack it in. Thank you. cut short, potential unfulfilled. Not for those who did it all, inspired, charmed, and thrilled. We celebrate a spirit that flowed free and is now still. We
one more hand, please, for Faith and Dan.